Blog Talk Radio.
Now for all of you that are out there listening, I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been. Let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed your blood out there on the Calvary. Witness up in here.
Welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be provided by Brother Roger Jones. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. I would like to request that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on this call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I also ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers and their families as they willingly give us this time at the start of their mornings. Also for all motorists and travelers, our truckers especially, that they respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. I now bring you Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. We are in James chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. And this section is dealing with how to overcome temptation. Cover the first step that we must take, and that is we must submit to God and resist the devil, verse number 7. Now we've come to the second step that James suggests to his readers. Draw near to God and repent. Excuse me, verse number 8. Can we overcome temptation? Step 2, we need to draw near to God and repent. This is the greatest privilege in all the world, to have the glorious privilege to approach and draw near to God, the sovereign majesty of the universe, the creator and Lord of the universe. Just think about going to the White House to see the president and to shake his hand, how excited that would be. But more exciting than anything of that nature is to be able to go into the presence of God and draw near to him. Just think, believers can approach God and talk and share with him anytime, any place. The door into God's presence is never closed. But know what Scripture teaches. The door into God's presence is not only open, but we are strongly urged and encouraged to draw near to God. This verse is, again, a strong imperative. It's not a suggestion. Draw near to God. The temptation strikes. It is immediate, unexpected, and fierce. What can we do? What is our hope? God. We have to draw near to him. The idea is more than just submitting to God, much more than just submitting to God. Drawing near means to draw ever so near, to get as close as possible to God. In other words, get right next to him. Begin to talk and share with him. How do we do this? I'm glad you asked the question. Number one, by reading the Word of God. Or if we do not have access to God's word when the temptation strikes, by reviewing verses of Scripture over and over in our minds. We must have something in the reserve bank when temptation comes, because when we focus on the temptation, the urges and the desire to commit those temptations get stronger. So number one, we need to learn how to read and study God's word more consistently, and we need to have something in our reserve bank where when temptation strikes and we don't have the word of God with us, we have it in our hearts. Number two, prayer. By asking God for strength and power, mercy and grace. But note, the prayer should be positive, focusing upon God and his strength and word, not upon the temptation. Keep your mind off the temptation and upon God. Focus upon God and God alone. Get close to God. Draw as near as possible to him and note the glorious promise. God will draw near to you. He will draw near and embrace you and strengthen you and deliver you. This is exactly what God promises. Listen to the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse number 13. Paul said it this way, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it." Listen to the Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 18. "For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." The word succor, that means to support. God will support us when we are tempted if we will draw near to him when we're leaning in the wrong direction. God would be that support beam that will support us and get us through the temptation. Again, in Hebrews chapter 4 and verses 15 and 16, the Hebrew writer says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore, because we have this high priest who knows what it is to be tempted, who's gone through every temptation that we are going through, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Oh, that great psalmist David in Psalms 28 and verse number 7, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song I will praise him." Listen to him again as he cries out in Psalm 40 in verse number 17, "But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. He considers me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God." And finally, he echoes in Psalm 73 and verse number 28, "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in him, that I may declare all thy works." Listen to Isaiah, that great prophet of the Old Testament, in Isaiah 41 and verse number 10. The King James Version says, "For fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." I like the rendering of the amplified rendering of this second part of the verse. It says, "I will strengthen and hearten you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you and retain you with my victorious right hand of rightness and justice." Isaiah is saying that God will strengthen us. He will harden us to difficulties. He will enable us to be strong enough to have the stamina and the tenacity to stand against the temptation. You're listening, this is a great promise of God that he will be there when we are going through temptations, when there are things in our lives that are hard to shake. And I often preach sometime a lesson called, "If you can shake it, you can make it." Let us pray. Father and our God, who art in heaven, we come once again, with bowed heads and humbled hearts, thanking thee for all of the blessings you have blessed us with. But right now we come, we thank you for this opportunity, which has been ours to enjoy. We trust and pray that the things that have been said will sink deep into our hearts and minds and souls and cause us to apply those things to make us better servants in the future than we have been in the past. While we pray for everyone on the call this morning, we ask that whatever we may be going through, that you will keep your word. We're calling on you to uphold your word, to make it steadfast, that when we are leaning because of stress, strains, and trials and tribulations, you will be that support beam that will help us to stand erect. While we pray for all the ministers of their families, we ask that you continue to watch over us and help us to remain faithful to your word and to impart it without addition or subtraction. Be with all the motorists that are traveling today and daily, but especially truckers who are transporting goods to and fro. We ask that each and every motorist will respect each other's traveling space. And Father, when this world will no longer afford us a home, we ask that you will welcome us with that welcoming voice saying, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now shall make thee ruler over many, in and now into the joys of thy Lord. And this will be enough. In your precious Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior's name, we ask it all and give thanks. Amen.